Palestinians in the Gaza Strip will be celebrating another Eid al-Fitr holiday, marking the end of the holy Muslim fasting month of Ramadan, under siege for the 13th time in a row. The festive Muslim holiday returns this year, while some 2 million Gazans are still living under harsh humanitarian and economic conditions. In the run-up to Eid al-Fitr, Muslims around the world traditionally flock to markets to shop around for special gifts, sweets, and new clothes for their loved ones. Sadly, most Gazans who are impoverished can't afford such luxury under the harsh economic conditions.
12 years on, and we are still suffering in the Gaza Strip. There is no work or money, and our children have no future. The only one that we can turn to is Almighty God to help us overcome these hard times. I wish everyone around the world a happy Eid. While in our part of the world, people cannot even afford to buy basic goods, let alone gifts or clothing for their families for the holiday.
All over the markets in Gaza, people are seen browsing for cheap clothes and gifts because they have very little money. Shoppers fill the sidewalks and street markets searching for bargains.
Unemployment is very high and we are short of cash to purchase sweets and new clothes for our sons and daughters. The blockade has negatively affected all aspects of our lives. Even our salaries were sharply reduced by the Palestinian Authority, and when we get the salaries, we don't know how to manage them because everyone in Gaza is deep in debt.
People here are feeling the pinch ahead of the joyous occasion. Their hardship has been brought about by the years-long Israeli siege.
As they prepare for Eid al-Fitr, besieged Palestinians in the tiny enclave say it will fall short of a full celebration due to the high poverty and the dire economic situation. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.